This is WSKG News. The Waverly School District hopes residents will approve a revised budget when they revote tomorrow. Waverly is one of the 10 districts in the state to have residents deny their budget last month, according to Elmira Star Gazette. The district proposed a budget with a tax increase of more than 5%, and they needed 60% of voters to say yes. But according to Superintendent Randy Richards, the district didn't come close. This time, the tax levy increase is zero. Richards says if the budget fails to pass again, the community will have to pay to use the school's facilities.
Our school district is the center of this community. Our facilities are used, morning, night, almost any time of the day. And if you get into that contingent budget, you have to charge people for it. So that wouldn't be a good dynamic for our community, and that's a concern of mine.
Richard says the district was also penalized under New York's tax cap formula for paying off a $300,000 debt. In addition to charging for the use of facilities, the district might not be able to fill certain positions if the budget does not pass Tuesday's vote. Marguerite Jones, WSKG News.